None but the hungry heart. 1027. Branch life. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. John 15, verse 4. The old life is a dead branch and cannot abide in the Lord Jesus. Our new life is one spirit with him, a living branch abiding in the true vine. As we learn to rest upon this fact of our position in him, abiding becomes our restful attitude. The path through the desert must be rough, and it is well that it is so, for there is no right-minded person who would not rather be set in a rough than a slippery way. The Lord sees our need of being exercised by roughness and hardness, not only that we may find the rest at the end sweeter, but also that we may be the more effectually trained and fitted for the place we are yet to occupy. We are constantly ensnared by looking at secondary causes. We do not realize God in everything. We were more alive to the fact that there is not an event which happened to us from morning to night in which the voice of our Father may not be heard, his hand seen. With what a blessed atmosphere would it surround us? Man and circumstances would then be received as so many agents and instruments in our Father's hand, so many ingredients in his cup for us. Thus would our minds be solemnized, our spirits calmed, our hearts subdued. As a branch, each believer is directly united to the true vine, which receives all things needful through the care of the great husbandman himself. He will train and sustain every individual branch. The needs of each are upon his heart. The branch of the vine does not worry and toil and rush here to seek sunshine and there to find rain. No, it rests in union and communion with the vine, and at the right time and in the right way is fruit found on it. Let us so abide in the Lord. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5.